Positive Surprises by 42 Do Not Panic and read by Coprime. Rating, teen and up. Archive warning, no archive warnings apply. Fandoms, the Avengers Marvel Cinematic Movies and DC Comics Universe. Relationships, Bucky Barnes / Clint Barton, Clint Barton and Dick Grayson, and Bucky Barnes and Dick Grayson. Additional tags, first meetings, pen pals, anxiety disorder, social anxiety, Bucky Barnes has PTSD, cat cafes, coffee shops, and banter. Summary. Bucky finally meets his pen pal. He's a living ball of anxiety, but it's worth it anyway. The closer they got to the day Bucky was supposed to meet with his pen pal, the worse his anxiety got. He was fidgeting and stimming more and more. He was barely sleeping anymore. He got even more jumpy than normal, and he was not leaving the house under any circumstances. "I can't do it," Bucky signed, his breathing shallow and too quick. It wasn't the first time they had had this conversation, by far. Clint was used to this. The repetitive and almost spiraling worries and Bucky panicking leading up to events or appointments were one of the main ways his anxiety and PTSD showed in daily life. "Take a deep breath, Bucks," Clint said patiently. He wrapped his fingers around his mug of hot coffee and watched Bucky take a few shaky breaths. "Can you tell me what you're worried about?" Clint asked, starting to walk Bucky through a familiar routine of questions and mindfulness exercises that helped him calm down, regulate, and assure himself that he still wanted to meet his friend and that he was safe to do so with Clint by his side. "I'm sorry," Bucky sighed, hiding his face against Clint's shoulder while signing in his field of view. "I love you," Clint answered, chuckling fondly and twisting to brush a soft kiss into a bit of Bucky's hair he could reach. "It's gonna be okay. You're gonna have a good time," he muttered. "And if I have to remind you of that 1,000 times more, then I will do that." Bucky grumbled instead of an answer. He buried his face deeper in Clint's sweater and pulled his arms tighter around his partner's waist. "I love you so much," Clint whispered, softly tracing his fingers over Bucky's arm before going back to his coffee. Clingy Bucky had been something Clint had to get used to at first, but over time, he had learned that was a sign that Bucky was calming down and recharging. When the day came around, Bucky was barely more than a shaking ball of anxiety. He was shaking and pacing, his breathing was shallow, and he was spiraling quickly. "James," Clint said, holding his partner by his shoulders to stop his pacing. "Look at me." The panic was clear in his expression. "I love you. I'll be there the entire time," Clint promised. "Dick knows you're scared. He knows you have anxiety, and he knows it's not his fault. If you want to leave, we can do that at any time." Bucky nodded slowly. "Come here." Clint carefully pulled him closer, waiting until Bucky leaned in and curled up in his arms. "It's okay, honey," he breathed into Bucky's hair. "You're safe here. You're safe with me." Clint made sure to take it slow as they got ready. He listened to Bucky's worries and anxieties and gave him room to regulate how he needed to ensure they both had a good day. "Hey," Clint greeted, a little awkwardly as Bucky and he entered the small cat cafe a few streets over from their apartment. Dick Grayson, a short guy with slightly messy black hair, was one of the only people in there. And despite how long it had been since Clint and him had been placed in the same foster home together, they recognized each other immediately. "Clint?" Dick raised an eyebrow. It was fairly obvious that he was questioning his life choices for a second, until he spotted Bucky half hiding behind his partner. "Hey." Dick's expression changed to a soft smile, and he gave a small wave. "You're the one I expected." Bucky was fidgeting, running his hand through his hair, and trying to regulate his breathing to seem less anxious than he actually was. "Buck told you he'd bring his partner, right?" Clint asked, a little hesitantly. "Yeah," Dick nodded, frowning a little. "I'm Bucky's partner," Clint answered. "We've been together for..." He blushed, looking back at his partner. 7 years, Bucky signed. "And some change." 7 years, Clint finished, chuckling, embarrassed. "I've never been good with anniversaries and stuff." "He forgot his own birthday once," Dick told Bucky. "It was honestly hilarious." Bucky raised an eyebrow at his partner. "Yeah," Clint sighed, letting his head hang. "I did." Bucky chuckled, and in some slightly twisted way, the fact that Clint and Dick knew each other and were already starting to fall into an almost brotherly banter seemed to help him relax much faster than Clint expected. "But in my defense, I was in, like, 5 different families that year, and I just kinda lost track of what was true and what was lies they told me to manipulate me," Clint pouted. "Should we sit down?" Dick offered, with a soft laugh in his voice. "I found this adorable kitten that is refusing to come out from under the table, but doesn't seem to mind that I'm there, either." Clint chuckled softly, throwing a glance at Bucky to make sure he was okay. Bucky was smiling now. It was a small thing, still laced with anxiety and worry, but honest nonetheless. "Yeah, sure," Clint answered, joining Dick at the table he had picked. "How have you been since... well, since we were kids, really?" he asked, trying to start a conversation while Bucky still got used to the situation. "Buck has been very secretive about your letters for the most part." While they started an easy conversation, Bucky leaned down, smiling an honest smile, when he spotted a little ball of white fluff curled up on top of an equally fluffy pillow. He softly clicked his tongue, smiling even brighter when the kitten reacted to the sound, did a big stretch, and strolled out from under the table and straight into Bucky's hand. "How did you..." Dick blinked, then turned to Clint. "How did he do that?" "That's Alpine," Clint answered. "She's obsessed with Bucky, which is very understandable." Bucky was blushing and biting his lip ring as he sat down slowly and put Alpine down on his lap. It took only a second until the little kitten had curled up again, this time cuddling into the folds of Bucky's oversized sweater and covering him in white cat fur as she went back to sleep. "She's shy," Bucky signed, waiting for Clint to interpret and nudging him when he didn't react. "Huh?" Clint frowned until he understood what Bucky wanted. "Oh, Dick knows ASL. Dick nodded, signing an answer. "Yeah, it's a very neat language." "It wasn't even my fault," Clint answered. "He knew it better than I when we met." Bucky raised an eyebrow. "How?" "You know that was kind of a pain to even get hearing aids," Clint scoffed without heat. "No one bothered with sign for a long time." "Well, my parents did before they died," Dick continued. "I learned it basically as a second language when I was a kid." Bucky nodded again, still fidgeting with his piercing. "Yeah, makes sense." Clint softly rested his hand on Bucky's knee, softly squeezing his leg to reassure him before carefully tracing a finger through Alpine's fur. "You good?" "Yeah," Bucky nodded. "This is nice." "It's nice to actually meet you," Dick smiled, "and I hope it's worth the extra anxiety." "Eh," Bucky hummed, making an either-or kind of gesture that aimed for teasing but didn't fully manage to hide how much he was still struggling. "Pfft," Dick scoffed, not trying to hide his excitement. I know plenty of people in this city that I could have met instead of the stranger I've been writing letters to for ages. I have a cat, Bucky shrugged, challengingly tilting his head. I'm good if you want to leave. I'm gonna get coffee. Clint rolled his eyes as he got up. It was good to see Bucky warm up so quickly, and it was even better to see him interact with what was effectively a stranger as freely as he did, despite knowing how much he was still clearly fighting his own demons. The end. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this work, please consider leaving a comment on the original work or the author.